Here are some general notes about the remediation code. You might be wondering whether you count instances in which a teacher gives a synopsis or review to a student who was absent as remediation. Although this is an instance of teacher-student interaction around the content, we don't count it as remediation as it occurs because of the student absence rather than a student error or misconception. Consider next a situation in which the students encounter a problem using a mathematical tool, such as a calculator or compass, and the teacher helps them. Do we count this situation when scoring for remediation? A rule of thumb to keep in mind is that it counts if the remediation is mathematical in nature. Let's contrast two possibilities. In the first, students are using the compass to draw circles, but they're not holding the compass at the same setting. The teacher notices this error, brings it to the student's attention, and discusses why, from a mathematical viewpoint, it is important to keep the compass at the same setting. This will count as remediation. If, in contrast, the teacher focuses on helping students with how to use the tool and there is no discussion of any underlying mathematical idea or process, it is not remediation because one important element of the codes of this dimension, the content, is missing. The same would be true in cases where the teacher is helping students change the settings on their calculator, draw straight lines with a ruler in order to underline text, or use a protractor to outline rainbows.